The United States Senate is considering a ban on military-style assault weapons. The proposal comes in the wake of Newtown, Connecticut shooting where 20 children and 6 adults were killed. Gun control efforts currently face an uphill battle against a powerful pro-gun lobby and a strong U.S. tradition of hunting and gun ownership. Critics of the proposal say it's an attack on the Second Amendment. Ed Flynn, Milwaukee, Wisconsin's police chief, claims this view is misguided.
This bill does not take guns out of the hands of Americans. It does not strip Americans of their Second Amendment rights. In fact, if we want to be intellectually honest, the issues raised here have more to do with commerce than they do with the Second Amendment. A lot of people make a lot of money selling firearms and ammunition. Now, this isn't inherently a bad thing, but it can tempt us to search for and grasp onto false logic.
The proposed ban on assault weapons makes up one of 4 gun control bills, which are likely to be considered by the full Senate, according to congressional aides.